They were joined by the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon. You're welcome to the programme, Niall Muldoon. It is a very disturbing case that you've highlighted here. It makes for grim reading, as you yourself have said. There are a further, you say, 356 children with disabilities waiting for residential care placements. So there's concern about a wider issue here. But in terms of this boy, he's been called Jack for the purpose of this report. What's the background? How did he end up in this situation?
Jack was a normal, fit and healthy young man, a young boy, 3 years of age. He was abroad on holidays and ended up in a car accident. The car accident left him with severe brain injuries and physical and intellectual disabilities as a result of it. He spent a year in hospital abroad and then came back to Ireland in 2017. Went into hospital here in, I think, April 2017. And then by August 2017, the acute hospital staff were happy that the medical needs had been met and were ready to discharge him. Unfortunately, at that stage, the plan was they'd start to engage with the HSE to get a replacement and move out of the hospital setting. HSE wouldn't engage with it. They ignored the requests. They ignored invitations to multidisciplinary meetings. And then it got as far as the acute hospital sending a complaint to the HSE, which was ignored. Then good people in the hospital contacted us and made a complaint to us. And when we got on board, we started pushing the HSE to try and do something about this. We also found that the TUSTA were involved because they got a referral from the social worker in the hospital saying that they weren't sure about the parents' capacity to cope with the child at home. TUSTA ignored that referral on the basis that it was a disability issue. They didn't take a look at the welfare issue of the child. So we had two state agencies who were manned and statutorily obliged to deal and help with this child, especially under in a country where we've ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of the Person with a Disability, ignoring the rights of this child to be housed. So for 2.5 years, this young person was passed between hospitals and community settings, didn't have a chance to get a family life, didn't have a chance for education, and often find themselves very distressed. And there's some statements in the report about him being crying for weeks on end.
A wholly unsuitable environment for him to be in. For two and a half years before this was finally resolved. And buck passing, in effect, was it between the two
agencies?
Essentially,
yeah.
Involved?
I mean, my sense of the way I read it, and I've said it to both CEOs, that the HSE ignored the request from the hospital so that the hospital would keep them. They knew the hospital wouldn't discharge. I think there was concerns about who was paying for it, who the statutory obligations, all these arguments that we've put before these departments. But I think, to be fair, the CEOs, once we got on board, they pushed to make a difference for Jack, and we now have a much more positive outlook for Jack. He's in a host family. He's got a case manager. He's got a liaison officer with TUSLA. That's a very positive outcome. But again, in the course of this, as you say, we found that there was at least another 356 children in the same situation, whose HSE and TUSLA need to find a much more appropriate setting.
And of course, for any child, but I suppose particularly maybe for a child facing the sort of challenges Jack was, these years are crucial. This is when you're developing and coming to terms with the world, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah. Crucial. And again, you've got to think of it. Even the comfort that you have of being in your home setting or having some support from your family. He didn't get to meet his siblings, his younger sister all the time. Family weren't always around. So you've been cared for in an isolated ward on your own by compassionate nurses, but at the same time, the warmth isn't there.
And what about the others? This 356, are they similar situations or what's been identified there?
There'll be a range of situations. And again, this is something we've been aware of for a long time, Brian, and we've been pushing it. And sometimes it's called social admission, where unfortunately, you find this terrible, tragic situation where parents are stuck and they can't find support to help them keep their child at home. And they've often been told that it's more appropriate to leave your child in an emergency hospital and the state will take over the care. So you have a number of children in that setting. You have children who are ready to move into, the parents might be getting too old, they can't cope with the child anymore. So there's a whole range in that situation. They're really inappropriately placed at this time. And the HSE know about them, but what we need now is a concerted funding, multi-annual funding, shared resources between HSE and TUSLA, and a plan for each of those 356 children that they can be secured in their new residential settings as soon as possible. And that's what both CEOs have committed to, and they've engaged with the two departments, Minister Donnelly and Minister O'Gorman, who have to set this out as quickly as possible because it's part of the programme for government. And we've been waiting too long. We've had too many children. I've had to investigate this too often.
Yeah, I mean, this is not new. You've made again recommendations, which, you know, at least some of which you would have made in the past, and yet still the problem comes back again and again. What confidence do you take from what you've heard on the foot of this case?
So certainly I'm much more optimistic this time around. I think the two new CEOs in charge of HSE and TUSLA have really made personal commitments to this. They have been involved in meetings that I've been involved with their senior management. So I'm really enthused by that possibility they will make a change and make it happen. We have a timeline in the middle of next year to see this resources being put in place. And I think it's up now to the Minister Donnelly and Minister O'Gorman to step up with the funding and the ring fencing of that funding so that these children can be dealt with and held and given the rights that they deserve.
And how is Jack doing?
Jack seems to be improving all the time. He's now in education again. He now has two little classmates as well. So again, you can see a normal life is starting to develop. He's engaged with his family more and he feels much more secure in the setting that we find him in. There's always going to be challenges for him into the future, but at least we now know that he's on the radar and being looked after properly.
Very good. Children's Ombudsman Niall Muldoon, thank you for talking to us.